want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday morning to Brevard County. We are glad to have you here on the radio dial. At least I'm assuming that's where you are this morning. The tuning device, whatever it is Monday. It is April the 27th, 2020. And so let me just tell you about April the 27th. This is the most popular birth date associated with Merritt Assembly of God since I have been there. We are a smaller congregation, but we are now approaching, through the years, 10 different people who have celebrated their birthday on April the 27th. And so happy birthday to all of you. One of them is a relative of mine. One of them is my office manager, my office manager's mother. We've got another lady in the church that is that. And there has been, I think, three other young ladies that have grown up in the church that this was their birth date as well. And so happy, happy birthday to each and every one of you. I pray that it is a memorable one and you make the most out of it. Even as we are still social distancing. So happy birthday, and I won't sing it to you here on the radio, but we love you. We appreciate you. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air. They are licensed and bonded right here in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They even have a 1-800 number. If you happen to be out of the area and find out something happened to your home and you need their services, the 1-800 number is 1-800-423-7424, 1-800-423-7424. Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales and services and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. That's longer than I've been in Florida. They work in residential and commercial settings, and they even provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself needing their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. I can testify to their expertise, both as a pastor, having had them work on our church, and personally, as they have also worked at my home. I encourage you, if you need air conditioning, heating, or electrical service, to give them a call and avail yourself of over four decades of professional repair experience. So tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So today we are going to return to Psalm 116, Psalm 116, and we're going to read a little further than we did yesterday. Yesterday we got all the way through down through verse number 4, but I'm going to read verses 1 through 14 today, verses 1 through 4, or not yesterday, but Friday. Psalm 116:1 says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. So let's, we addressed yesterday, I've got all sorts of things going on here. We addressed yesterday, O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. We talked about how most of the time we're talking about deliverance from spiritual attack, deliverance from a physical attack or an affliction, something like that. But that God's deliverance also touches us in the very essence of our life, our mind, our will, our emotions. He delivers us wherever trouble, wherever sorrow may be found. In verse number 5, it says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. It is very important for us to, when we are going through our current trial, to remind ourselves of what God has done for us in our previous trials. Don't just leave it and forget it. Remind yourself, you know what? God has been gracious to me. He has treated us better than we deserve. God is righteous. It's not an ever-changing standard. When I was in high school, I wanted to try out for the golf team. I was not a large individual. I was pretty much a runt. And I went to try out for the golf team, and the golf coach asked me, he said, well, what do you shoot? And I told him, and he said, I tell you what, you knock 10 strokes off of that and come see me next year. So I did. And when I asked him about joining the golf team that year, he said, I tell you what, you knock off 10 strokes and come see me next year. Well, that would have made me a senior at that point in time. And that year, my brother showed up in school. He was two classes behind me. He shot the same score that I shot. And he ended up getting a tryout on the golf team. And I never forgot that. It was like, that is not a just standard. And so my brother went out there, and the coach asked the guys that he played with, they said, he's got potential. He's got potential. And he ended up making the golf team. He ended up going to college on a golf scholarship. And every time I look at that, I don't feel bad for my brother. I'm very happy for him. But when I look at that, I see how the world operates with a moving standard. It's not always the same standard for everybody else. Well, I'm thankful to God that his standard is righteous. The standard is Jesus. And that standard doesn't change if you're poor. It doesn't change if you're rich. It doesn't change if you're tall or short, or if you're young or if you're old. It doesn't change according to your skin color or the language that you speak. The standard of God is righteous. And in his righteousness, he treats us with a great deal of grace and mercy. It says, yes, our God is merciful. So I could talk to you about that coach that I thought didn't give me a fair shot to go out there and show what I could do. But rather than get fixated on the negative side of the equation, I want to also balance that out and say, you know, when men did not treat me with a righteous standard, that God treated me with a merciful standard. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And so I pray that whenever you are analyzing the equation of your life, that you don't just use a segment of the equation and think that that is all there is. You know, if you ever watch these programs on television and they show professors that fill up a 15 or 16 foot long chalkboard with an equation, and it's like, how in the world do you ever get to that point? You know, how in the world do you ever understand that? And it just looks so complicated. I want to remind you to factor in the God factor, because God's grace is more important to you than the favor of men. And God's mercy is of greater value than the injustice of men. So never forget who God is, what he has done for you. Here he says, the psalmist says, God preserves the simple. I was brought low. I was humbled. I was humiliated. I was at the lowest point of my life, and he saved me. I remember when I was in swimming class in college, they made you take a swimming test. You had to tread water for a certain length of time. You had to be able to swim for a certain length of time. And they told me that I passed, but just barely. And at some point in time, there was some training as to what to do if a person was drowning. And I had a little bit of experience about that because I'd got into water over my head when I was much younger, and a person came out to try and save me. I almost drowned them. I was using them to get myself up, and that wasn't. So what they said was, if you are out there and a person is fighting you that you are trying to save, then you just separate yourself from them and you let them tire themselves out. And when they're tired of fighting you, then you can come and you can rescue them. They've got to get to that point where they have completely exhausted their resources and exhausted themselves before you can come and utilize your strength to rescue them. And you know, sometimes if we are not careful, we move too quickly to come to someone's rescue, and we don't allow them to get to that point of desperation to where they see, you know what, the only person who could possibly reach me at the lowest of the low is Jesus. What does it say? I was brought low, and he saved me. I don't care where you go, you are going to find that God's arm is able to reach you there. Some of you might be praying right now. You've got people that you love that are running with the wrong crowds. They have become addicted to drugs, or they have become alcoholics. They have squandered every opportunity that they have been given, and you don't know if you should give up hope on them. I want to encourage you, don't give up hope. Don't give up hope in that situation, because Jesus is able to reach them. I may be able to give up on their hope for them to save themselves, but I'll never give up hope on the ability of Jesus to reach down with his strong right arm and deliver them and pull them up. He says in verse number 7, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. And so I looked up what those words mean. And it means return. Stop running away from God. Stop running away from the very thing that's going to bring you the consolation. And the word rest there describes a covenant relationship. Stop running away from the blessings of God. There's no rest for the wicked. You got to say, you know what? I'm going to go back to that place where I found the satisfaction of my soul. This is not just talking about a physical location. He says, return to your rest, O my soul. The very essence of life is when we come back into that covenant relationship with Jesus that we were always intended to have. Isn't it interesting how the devil comes and tries to distract us and tries to drive a wedge between people, tries to drive a wedge between you and your relationship with God, tries to drive a wedge between people and the church. I will tell you this, I'm thankful I've seen some churches with some resources that our church doesn't have, and they've been utilizing those resources and connections to be able to minister to people during this very, very challenging season. I want to encourage you, don't abandon the church when all of this storm is past. The thing about storms and Jesus' lordship over them is that when Jesus speaks to the storm, peace be still, and it calms down, our faith is to be enhanced. It's not supposed to be discarded. If all you had faith for was to get through the crisis and your understanding of who Jesus is didn't become magnified, didn't become enhanced, didn't become more precious to you, then you missed the lesson of the storm altogether. It's not just that he delivers us physically or spiritually. He delivers us to a greater quality of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ than we've ever had before. Every storm brings new revelation. Every challenge adds to the testimony of how great is our God. Return to your rest, O my soul. And then it says this, right before I came here to do this program, this verse, this passage caught my attention. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. There used to be a cartoon, a comic strip that I don't know if it still exists or not. It was called The Born Loser. And this guy had a cloud that went with him. Everywhere he went, it'd be sunny, and it would have a rain cloud right over him. Everything that he did, it just failed miserably. And I've had days where that, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I had air conditioning problems 3 days in a row. There was one day. It was a Tuesday. I'll be honest with you. I can remember exactly what day it was. And I was to the point, it's like, you know what, this day, it might just be best for me to crawl back into the bed and take a nap and get up the next day and let's give it another shot. Well, guess what? I found out that the next day had many of the same challenges that the day before. Challenges don't just go away on their own. You have to overcome them. And part of the ability that we have to overcome is through the dynamic of our Christian brothers and sisters. And so I want to encourage you, the Lord has dealt with you, not as a perpetual victim, not as a born loser, but as a born again overcomer in Jesus Christ. The Lord has dealt bountifully with you. And so I looked up that it means that God has dealt with you very well. And that God has dealt with me very well. I've told the story before. I was away at a conference, and a lot of times whenever there's a men's conference, the men's conferences would be at a campground in a bunkhouse with you know, mattresses that are too short, and you get to bring your own pillow and your own blankets and your own sleeping bags and all of that. And then you have this shower room that, you know, everybody tries to pile into and all that sort of stuff. And it's like the ladies, they would go to these conferences and they'd be 5-star resorts and all of that sort of stuff. And it's like, you know what? Maybe there's a reason why they get thousands to go to those and we get dozens to go to the men's conference. And they've redesigned that and stuff like that. But I was at one of these conferences and it was at a very nice place. And I'd been going through a little bit of a season and I was walking to my car, and it was a long walk. You got a lot of exercise at this conference. And I remember that God interrupted my walk and he said, "You know, I have been very good to you." And I said, "Yes, sir, you have." He said, "You responding to my invitation to serve me has positioned you to experience things you never would have experienced without me." And I said, "Yes, sir. You have dealt wonderfully with me." You say, well, what about those years that you didn't even make any money? God dealt wonderfully with me. What about all those times where you had more bills than month? God dealt wonderfully with me. God has dealt bountifully with us. There's another connection here with this word bountifully, and it talks about the relationship between a newborn calf and its mother, and that the calf looks at that mother and sees that she holds the nutrition of life, and not only has life come from her, the origins of life have come from her, but the sustenance of life still flows from her. And I will tell you that God not only saves our life, not only redeems it from the pit, but he is also the God who sustains our life. He sustains our life. When it says taste and see that the Lord is good, it is not talking about a one-time experience. It's talking about a prolonged experience. It is talking about a continuing experience where the more you partake of the bounty that God provides, the more you are going to be blessed by it. So my father, who, if you would pray for him, this is, you know, everything that comes up is going to be a reminder that my mom has been promoted into the presence of Jesus. So coming up, Mother's Day will be painful. Memorial Day will be painful. Her birthday will be painful this year. It would have been a milestone anniversary in their life. That is going to be difficult. His birthday will come up in a few months. That will be difficult. There's going to be a whole lot of painful moments. So if you would pray for him, that would be greatly appreciated. But at 78 years old, he was 78, they bought a farm. They bought 10 acres, built a house, built a barn. At 79, he got into the cattle business, 79 years old, and started raising cows. And so recently, they had a calf, and the calf is getting on pretty good now, can eat on its own. But it still has the connection with its mother that he avails himself of every day. And, you know, I mean, it's almost to the point where he's so big that he's going to have to start laying down on the ground in order to nurse. But anyway, so my dad has this pen, and they had the people that came out and made sure that the cows were vaccinated and treated and all of that sort of stuff. And they separated this calf from its mother for the first time with the intent on weaning that calf so that it would continue its development. And day number one went on, and day number two went on. And the guide said, you need to make sure that they stay separated for about a week. Well, I don't remember what day it was, but it wasn't up to a week yet. And somehow that young bull had said, I have been separated from the sustaining life that my mother provides for me too long. And somehow that bull managed to get out of the pen and reattached itself to its mother because it was that driven for the sustaining life. So they're going to have to start that process all over again for that calf. But with God, I want to challenge you today. Have you allowed the distractions of this life to wean you from the bounty that God wants to deal with us with? You see, I don't believe that when we get to heaven, we're going to be rebuked for asking God for too much. I think the challenge when we get to heaven is God is going to say, I had so much more I was ready to provide for you, and you just didn't avail yourself of it. And so I want to encourage you, let's be driven in our relationship with God to say the cares of this life, the distractions of this life, the problems that we may deal with, sickness and disease, financial issues, none of that is going to deter me. I am going to abide in Christ, and I am going to see the blessings of God activated and flowing in my life. God has dealt bountifully with me. God will deal bountifully with me, and God is dealing with me bountifully right now. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. He has the words of eternal life. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow right here
on
Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I'll fill my days with details. The choices of the earth, I carry the yoke of worry, and all the burdens that it brings. So through the midst of all the rushing, you whisper to our hearts, and with your sweet voice say to us.